IFA, the Galway International Rally, is upon us. I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And it's an exciting time of the year, first rally of the season. The Galway Motor Club have appointed a woman a motorsport ambassador for the event, and it's the first time for it. So it's an exciting opportunity for me as well for this event. I love to start the season at my home rally, and look, we're really looking forward to the tricky and slippery stages that Galway have to offer.
What does that ambassador's job, what does that entail for you?
We're trying to, obviously, women in motorsport and Motorsport Ireland, Galway Motor Club, everyone's trying to promote and encourage more girls and women to get involved in the sport, whether it's driving, co-driving or marshalling. So we'll do our best to try and promote it and trying to get as many eyes to watch and to try and get more women included in the whole sport.
Now, not trying to put a kibosh on your Galway participation. It didn't work out last year for you, but other than that, you had a great year rallying.
Yeah, look, it was, yeah, we didn't, last year didn't go to plan. Now, hopefully this year, you know, we really want it to go well, so hopefully that all comes together. 2023 was a very exciting year for us. It was the first year that we did an international championship, so we took part in the European Rally Championship in a Peugeot 208 Rally 4. It was a great challenge. It had lots of difficult factors with other competitors, the style of roads, but it was a great experience overall, and we really learned a huge amount, so hopefully we can bring that forward with us.
And your plans for 2024, does it include another tilt at the Junior Championship?
Yeah, look, we're trying to get the plans together to make it happen. We're working with the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy to try and do another season at it. Yeah, look, the plan is to try and do the European Championship and to try and do gravel and tarmac events here in Ireland as well. So we'll have coverage across both kind of national and international platforms.
You've got a lot of publicity in the last 12 months or even 18 months, but that's very important.
Yeah, look, it is. It's really important for us to make it all happen and to try and, you know, try to get sponsors on board, try to promote our sponsors. It's all part of the whole thing. So if we can PR it and try and just get it recognised that what we're doing and the effort that's going in and try and get more people involved in the sport, it's all great for everyone.
What else is involved for 2024? I know you've a new navigator for Galway. You've had various navigators. Is it difficult to switch from one to the other?
Yeah, look, it's nice to try and be consistent with a navigator. You know, it helps in the long run. At the way it is, we're just trying to get someone who can commit to a really busy season and has the time and experience. But also, it's great to be able to have different co-drivers in with me and get experience from each of them and learn from them as well, because you always learn something new from each of them. So, no, it's good still.
What was your favourite event in 2023? And indeed, what was your favourite result?
Czech Republic Rally was probably, it was definitely my favourite. It was amazing to see the amount of people, the crowds, the spectators. It's just, the sport there is absolutely massive. Like, you had 30,000 people at the spectator stage. It was the biggest rally in the European Championship by far. And, you know, the stages, they're very specialised, but it was amazing to see the whole event and how it operated. It was brilliant.
Your preference for tarmac, Adam, or loose surface, have you ever a preference?
I do prefer the gravel. I find it really enjoyable to be able to just, you know, the approach you take to gravel, and it's just, I find it quite fun. Now, I like the tarmac as well. It's just the gravel, it's a bit more fun and you're sliding a bit more.
Galway coming up. Weather conditions are going to play a huge part in it, Aoife.
Yeah, it's always a huge part in Galway. You can never predict it until... You can't predict until you're on the stage. So look, it's always a challenge, but it's a fun challenge at that. So we can only do so much and prepare so much for the weather conditions. Look, we'll try and make the right choices with tyres and all that, but you never know until you're on the stage how it's going to go.
Who's in your backroom team?
The background team, we have Jerry Broderick there running the car. He does a great job. And then we have just a few people as well there to help and support behind the scenes. It wouldn't be possible as well also without the sponsors, the likes of Deslines Plant, Crawwell Tire Centre, O'Neill O'Malley Architects and Kenny's Peugeot Dealership in Galway. You've got Quinn's Hardware, and look, without each of them, it wouldn't be possible to be able to be rallying. Like, and, you know, you've got Lockroy Auto Parts there, who also are a big help since I've started my rallying career. So it's really good to be able to have them on board, and with the first rally of the season, to be able to promote them you know, locally as well.
During the year, we lost